This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He's actually one of our returning guests. He is William Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEI. William, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's always a pleasure. We love to talk to you and your people and your listeners because we do have an exciting story, and we're excited to have this opportunity to present it.
You know, going off the grid here just a little bit, and I want the election's a big thing today. I mean, what an upset for Donald Trump to win. But I want to ask you, I know you guys are not in this space, but is this going to make any big difference for your guys' company with having all the different legislation that got passed yesterday and the cannabinoids? Medical marijuana places, states now accepting that recreational. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
I'd be happy to. First of all, the United States, for a long time, we've increasingly become non-competitive in the world in terms of taxes and regulations. And just as an example, okay, the United States corporate tax rate currently is at 35%. The individual states, for example, Pennsylvania is at 10%, and Michigan at 6 or 7, and New York at 7 to 10, and Illinois up to 13, California at 11%. If you think about that, and you add up all of the national or the federal corporate tax rate, the state tax rates, and local tax rates. Virtually 50% of the profits that a corporation generates could be lost to taxes before 1 cent ever goes to the investors. So that has been a big disincentive. On top of that, we've got regulations that are the most strict in the world, and the net of it all is this has caused many corporations to leave the United States. For example, let's say Delphi Corporation, Johnson Industries, et cetera, have gone to Ireland with a 12% corporate tax rate versus 35% in the United States. Burger King went to Canada at 15% versus, again, 35% corporate tax in the United States. The net of it all is that it has created an atmosphere where there are fewer jobs for young people. I believe that the Trump election, where Donald Trump has stated in his campaigning speeches, et cetera, that the United States should have a 15% corporate tax rate. That would make us competitive with other nations. Currently, we're the highest in the world. So the bottom line is I see a more attractive corporate tax rate structure for industry, and I see fewer regulations. And I believe that will be a gigantic incentive for businesses to stay in the United States. And very frankly, young people today will have a much better opportunity in the future with this kind of planning from the President of the United States and from Congress. All right. So I look forward to a great atmosphere going forward.
All right, fair enough. I want to get to the reason why I asked you on this show. There's been a lot of talk. My listeners have sent me emails. Status. I want to know the status and the plans for you entering the market with your new products. Tell us about your new product that's going to be, I think, out in the market space here in January, is it?
Yes, it is, Everett. We're most excited about this. The pain market worldwide is a stunning $112 billion. That's with a B, billion dollars, $112 billion. The bottom line is we want to generate products to get into that market. Now, we have a patented pain medication that we took to the FDA, and the FDA, very frankly, told us it was synthetic compounds. The FDA told us that it was going to take literally almost 2 years worth of testing and over $10 million we estimated to get approval through the FDA. Frankly, as a small business, we just don't have that kind of money.
Absolutely.
And so we sought doing an end run around the FDA by the International Council for Harmonization Treaty Number 6, which allowed us to go to some foreign country, get it approved in a foreign country that was a signatory to this treaty, and so was the United States, and then we could backdoor it. For example, the same synthetic compounds tested in Brazil would cost approximately $3 billion, or $3 million, I'm sorry, and about 1 year. So that looked like a much more attractive alternative. But frankly, we had difficulties coming up with a partner offshore who would front that kind of money on an if-come. So frankly, we sought a much more realistic alternative. We believed in the pain market as a very attractive market for us to enter. And so we sought all-natural ingredient products, which are 50-state, all-natural ingredients, 50-state legal, and certainly can be put into the marketplace without FDA approvals and or costs and regulations that would hinder us. So we're planning to initiate products beginning with pain patches, frankly, the best pain patch in the world, because our pain patch utilizes a screen or a shield against activation into the bloodstream via transdermal transmission of the adhesive. We use a hypoallergenic adhesive from 3M and our proprietary mixture of materials that will relieve pain via a reservoir patch, a patent-pending reservoir design, where this pain patch would be effective for 96 hours. Followed right behind that, we're going to initiate, and that'll be effective in the market January 2nd, 2017. We're going to follow very quickly on with roll-ons, with creams, with sprays, with lip balms, and a capsule. All that taking place in 2017. So we think this is going to be a huge, huge entry. That number one, our products are not only all natural, but they're opioid free. Last year, 28,000 people died in the United States from opioid poisoning.
That's true.
The Center for Disease Control, the National Institute of Health, et cetera, FDA have been screaming they want alternatives to the opioid pain medications offered by Big Pharma. We are on the cutting edge. We are one of the pioneers that will have products that will compete head-to-head with the opioid pain relievers and be as effective. So we're very excited about this, not only for our company, but for patients in the United States. We think we have a better solution. Subsequently, by the way, in 2018, beginning 2018, we're going to be adding synthetics to these compounds. Now, these we realize when you add synthetics, that means FDA approval. But by doing this in a step function, starting with all natural ingredient products and moving to the synthetics gradually to increase efficacy, we believe that this is the way to do it, because it will be less of a major step for us and also for FDA certification.
You know, let me ask you this. I mean, I've been following your company for years, and to me, this is going to be one of the first products that you're actually going to have out there commercialized. It's going to be bringing in revenues. But my question to you is, how do you intend to sell these products?
Initially, we plan to sell these products via the internet, but a strategy that we are employing. Our chief technical officer, a very brilliant man and a longtime associate of ours, who was on our scientific advisory board for over a year, is now our chief technical officer. That's Dr. Patricio Reyes. He is also the chief medical officer for the NFL Retired Players Association. He's also associated with the medical board of the boxing organizations, the National Hockey League, and the NBA. He also works very lengthily with the Veterans Administration. Now, all of these organizations, if you'll recognize sports figures and military, are in need of pain management products.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be introducing these products. We have samples right now of roll-ons and our pain patches that are pre-production versions of our final product, but they're the same formulation. And very frankly, we're distributing these right now as we speak to various high-level people and sports organizations, doctors, hospitals, etc. And this is, we're getting, I have a number of testimonies. We're going to be issuing press releases with the testimonials that we're receiving. And people that have been in pain with no solution to their pain problems for years have used our products and just are amazed and willing to testify and put their name to it. I mean, these are medical people, sports figures, etc. So I'm going to be issuing periodic testimonials of people that have used our products. So initially it's going to be by internet, but we're looking for direct distribution to hospitals, clinics, sports organizations, large volumes to them, and eventually probably getting into some of the retail organizations like companies like CVS, like Rite Aid, Walmart, Kmart, et cetera, but that's going to come in time.
My guest today is William Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEI. Why do you believe that your products will have a market success? You know, and don't take this the wrong way. There's all kinds of products out there going to heal the back, going to heal my, you know, my elbow, my tennis elbow. What makes your product so special?
Well, what makes it so special, our managing director of our business unit, our pain management solutions business unit, a joint venture, Ron Laborde has worked in this arena for 35 years. He knows what makes the most effective formulation. Frankly, that's his expertise. I couldn't tell you the formulation. I can tell you some of the principal ingredients, but it's the precise measurement of these ingredients which he's developed this expertise over, as I said, over 35 years. This formulation is in fact more effective than the competition. We do some other things. When you put the formulation onto an adhesive, for example, in a pain patch, our competition applies this by hand. We use a computer numerically controlled laser to ensure uniformity from patch to patch and from batch to batch. We also have a design for 96 hours for versus competition, and again, 6 to 12 hours. So we have a superior product, and we believe, frankly, in the beginning, it's going to be word of mouth. And eventually, when we get to a point where we can afford media advertising, etc., we'll do that. But in the interim, it's going to be by word of mouth. And frankly, the word of mouth is the most effective. When people say, "I've finally achieved relief from my pain that I've had for so many years, and I just can't tell you how great it is. Where do I get more of them?" And that's initially how we're going to do it. So it's you know, how do you succeed? You succeed just like Donald Trump. You have a superior product that the people want, and that'll bring people to us, to our product, and to buy it. Now, what are we going to do with the revenue? The revenue obviously is going to stop our need for borrowing funds. We're going to stop the dilutive selling that we're seeing today. We only have one lender, but again, all borrowing in the public sector is dilutive. So by having revenue, we're going to be able to stop that, and we believe that our stock will achieve its true potential. And when, that's going to take some time, obviously, but that's going to start effective January 2nd of 2017. That's just a few weeks away, Everett. And buying our stock today would probably be the best thing anybody could do, because the name of the game is buy low and sell high. And we have a strategy and we have a plan to make it go high. So I urge everyone to buy a Premier Biomedical stock.
Premier Biomedical is the company that we're highlighting today on the radio show today with us today is William Hartman. This is his CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEI. William, thank you very much for coming back on the show. And we learned a lot today. We learned, one, that we're going to be having a product out there commercialized by the first or second week of January. We're really looking forward to that. And also, we're going to be finding out that the bleeding will probably stop sometime in the first quarter of 2017. The stock price is at a half a cent, which is very, very undervalued, and the market cap is just a little bit south of $1 million. William, thanks to you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but success, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months to see how you're doing.
Thank you, Everett. By the way, one important point. We're going to be attending a cannabis conference in Las Vegas, November 15th to the 18th, just a couple of days here, 15th to the 18th, and there's going to be 7,500 people at that conference, and we'll be there, and we're going to be benchmarking the competition, meeting and greeting a lot of people, shaking hands, and frankly, getting them aware of just what we're doing. We put a press release out just today with your organization, Uptick Newswire, and we thank you for all you do, Everett, and always a pleasure. Check back with us, and we're going to have a great story on an ongoing basis.
Thanks, William. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.